following is an exclusive presentation of Pirate Radio Digital Media, brought to you by Brown & Wood Buick GMC Cadillac and Mazda.
Hey Pirate Nation, heard about the Brown & Wood test drive event? Come in and test drive any of our new GM vehicles and win a free ticket to the next home game. You could also win 4 sideline passes, game suite passes, and a parking pass. We really do have something for everybody at the new Brown & Wood.
Open week was needed. It was gave the kids off like y'all. I mentioned I'm talking to you already. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Wednesday and Thursday, what we call varsity sharps. They went really snappy. That's what we want, snappy practices during that time. You work the old guys, but mainly get those young guys some needed work. Friday, we begin game week for us. It's like a Sunday on mine, so forgive me if I don't know what day this is, because it's Sunday was Friday. Friday was a Sunday to me. Saturday was a Monday. Last night was a Tuesday to me. So, but had a great practice last night. Kids were bouncing around, excited about going, getting after it. UCF having a tough time too right now, but it's a George O'Leary program. They built, and George built that program absolutely from the bottom. And you see it brick by brick. You see guys and. That, as a matter of fact, George, my first year in Conference USA, taught us about the front seven, the importance of the front seven and of the offensive line. Justin Holman, returning back, returning quarterback, still active, athletic, strong arm. Up front, where you see Jason Ray, a center that's been there. You've seen him now for his second year starting. And also the other guy that stands out watching is Terry Cook. He's 18 starts, but he's just a size up front that's always been there. Receivers, young group, but Traquan Smith, very athletic, true freshman, redshirt freshman, excuse me, very athletic. They'll be in just like a Georgia Larry team, two back, one back personnel with a tight end in place. Defensively, 4-3 up front, a little bit more of too deep normally, but they'll spin down now and use that, put that safety in the box. But up front, Jameis Pittman and Dominique Spencer on the linebacker position, really active. And Drigo Johnson, tall DB that stands out, you're watching film, really, really guys that like always, fundamentally sound, gap, very good gap distance up front. Special teams, excellent punting unit. We have to get some advantage on the return team. First in the punting with 44 game and net punt and kickoff return team. They're third in the conference. So looking forward to going down. The controllables are us having a great week of practice, which that started last Wednesday. Last night was yesterday was I thought was a great, very active practice. So questions.
You mentioned the value of the bye week, obviously, and injuries are a big part of that, and healing is a big part of that. You saw they're obviously on the list. There are three guys out. What about some of the other guys that were kind of on their way back, or maybe not all the way back? Obviously, I'm sure it was valuable for them, but where do some of those guys stand? I mean, was it as beneficial to them as it seems like it would be?
Yeah, well, that last game with Dante still out and Quincy going down that Tuesday before, we'll find out later today on Quincy and take us through the protocol, test protocol. So hope we get Quincy back. And it did help. It helped a lot of guys, you know, from Zeke, a lot of guys have gotten a lot of snaps up front. Damaj Bailey, he still waiting on him. Hopefully he can get some work in, but he may be down for this game. We'll find out here. Last week got rolled up on a little bit, but hopefully everybody will be back good. Chris is the one that we'd like to have back, but if he's not ready, we have to go on. Just health first. I love the kids as a player, but I love them more.
Coach, were there any one or two areas specifically that you looked at during the off week?
Execution was big. Again, we're going with back to dual quarterbacks and with Blake and James. Really, James, in fairness, worked all summer at being Justin for us. And both quarterbacks went down, Cody Keith included, you know, putting James on the fire like that was really wasn't in an advantageous position for him, but he didn't flinch. Blake, again, and James worked well together, and so we go at both quarterbacks. That was a part of it. Getting healthy, Brian, was the biggest thing, making sure we get healthy. That's what we did. Just be smart about reps. Not coach scared, but be smart so we can have as strong a unit back as we can.
What do you see as a guy's attitude right now? I mean, like, you're still fired 2 minutes
ago. Yeah, because the program is built from the very beginning. Everybody said, asked me, why you say brick by brick? Well, it's from a Bible lesson. If your foundation is strong, it'll withstand storms and strengths, whatever happens. And because our foundation is strong, the kids' mentality are great. Staff I have been great. If you don't, you'll see kids not working hard. You'll see kids doing those type of things. So attitude has been great. Non-flinching. You come watch me practice today, you'll see. But I've been proud of that, but I didn't expect anything but that.
The sense that they're playing for at least to some extent that they're embracing playing for the seniors now, especially getting to a bowl game, would mean so much to those guys.
That's great you pick up on that. They understand what the seniors have done. The senior class has done a lot for this program, for this university, from things they've done on the field, in the classroom. I would gather to say, if somebody did research, how many preseason candidates from one team do you have? From preseason Heisman to Blitnikoff to Lombardi's to Mackey's, you name it, Thorpe's. So this, a lot of times, that's forgotten, the body of work the older guys have brought to this university, to this program. And you see those young guys gathering around them. They heard last year, I would say, it was Isaiah. I said, Isaiah, get around Deuce and learn all you can from him. I told Deuce the same thing about when 17 was here. Deuce, get around 17. By the way, he was excellent last night, wasn't he? But anyway, that's what I sense. And we're not flinching as a staff. We're preparing well, and the kids practicing well.
Coach, can you tell a little bit about the pressure of this week's game?
I feel pressure each week. 36 years, each game, I feel pressure. And I talked to my dad last night. Pressure is really this, though. Your house payment is $2,000 a month, and you only make $1,000. You got to find a way to get that $2,000. But it's a pressure because I want to win for the seniors. I want to win for this team, win for this program. That pressure is always there. For me, Brian, it's three times. So it can't compare because I've been a student here, graduate, and a player here now, a coach. Three times excitement, three times when it's tough.
I think you mentioned after the South Florida game that you wanted them, you wanted at least the quarterbacks to play a little bit more free, not thinking so much.
I have, because kids will do what you harp on, what you talk about. And not hesitating was the biggest thing. You know, just play. It's not ready, aim, fire, it's fire. Just swing your sword, you know. And don't swing it wildly. Just swing it, you know. So I've seen that from the quarterbacks and really from the entire team. Just do not hesitate. That's the biggest thing, because we have a fast football team, very athletic football team. Yeah, we've been hurt with some key injuries at key places that are hard to come by. You say next man up, after a while, you know, Ohio State can go to their third quarterback, but that's Ohio State. The kids, we make no excuses and no complaints. And we see that what I ask them to do, and it's interesting, again, you brought it up. No, I saw that last week. So the bye week, really, I saw that and had a chance to emphasize it. I thought the Wednesday and Thursday's practice, where it's called a varsity short, where it was quick and snappy, that's when you really saw it. And it's carried over to Friday and then last night.
Coach, would you ever consider putting Blake and James in the game?
No, not really, you know. I've been asked that a couple of times. I think that's a video game question, I think, isn't it? Yeah, but no. That's a video game. We got some skilled guys out there. We got to make sure we get the ball in their hands. And I understand that. So we'll get the balls in those in the skills hands and let them make plays for us is the biggest thing. And don't hesitate while doing that. And we got our skill sets at wide receiver and offensive position are big time. And as a matter of fact, Lincoln and I talked after the Baylor game and talked about our skill set at the wide receiver position. I feel good about getting the balls in their hands, and that's the biggest thing, but not on the field at the same time.
Just out of curiosity, how was Lincoln after that game?
He fired up. He was pumped. That was a big, big game. And see, you got to remember, Art and I we're on the same staff, Art Browse and I. I tried to recruit his son, Kendall, who's calling offensive plays for him now. Not his. But Art's a good friend. So Link and Art, that was a good battle. And he taught those two running backs that he has. He told me they were pretty good. I haven't had much chance to watch it. Even Erlene stood there and watching it, which that's pretty cool seeing her. So we stood up. We didn't sit down and watch it. And saw him. You saw, it's funny why you, when you sit there and you can see the signals and you know what he's getting ready to. Like the one time they went man across the front. You see that. That meant stop route. And the best player, but Justin plays, that's number three. You saw him do fade. It's over. We talk a lot about that. So that's why I don't watch games on TV. I can't watch them. There's one last night, Erlene came home. Erlene was watching New England and Giants because of Dwayne. And she had it on. And she was leaning there trying to listen. Now, you got to remember, Erlene, she knows, like, at the beginning when we got married, she knows I coach football, but she didn't know what position I coached, which was cool to me, you know. So. Y'all good? What? Troy? What? John? Really? Really? John? Are y'all let B do that for you now? Y'all just B, yes, ask ref this question. No, I'm just kidding. Y'all good? I know. Y'all good? All right.